It is one of the most complicated of family relationships, the one between father and son. Filmmaker Paul Weitz tackles it head-on in his new film, Being Flynn. And it is familiar territory for the Oscar-nominated screenwriter of About a Boy, the 2002 film about a bachelor who becomes a surrogate father to a 12-year-old boy in London. But Weitz's latest film is set in New York City, where Nick Flynn, a young, struggling writer played by Paul Dano, runs into his estranged father one night while working at a homeless shelter. It's only the second time Dano's character has seen his alcoholic ex-con father, played by Robert De Niro, since he abandoned the family years ago. The first face-to-face meeting between father and son is almost nearly as awkward.
Yeah, wait, so you drive a taxi, right?
Well, it's an excellent way of learning about all different kinds of people. And what's your vocation?
My vocation? I've done lots of different jobs.
I always thought you'd end up a writer like your old man.
Actually, I do write. Sometimes I try.
Well, there's no such thing as trying to write. One writes or one doesn't.
That was Robert De Niro and Paul Dano in a scene from Being Flynn. Paul Weitz wrote and directed that new film, which is based on a memoir by the writer Nick Flynn.
It's just odd because this is sort of the most personal film that I've done, but it's based on someone else's life story. And when I read the book, which has a different name from the film, a name which I was not able to put on a movie marquee.
We should say the sanitized title of the memoir is Another BS Night in Suck City.
Exactly. And nor would they even allow me to do that on a movie marquee.
Wow.
When I read this book, it really got under my skin, and in particular, the theme of whether we're fated to become, in this case, our father, or whether we can create ourselves as new people.
Did you feel some pressure? I mean, this is a very personal story that Nick Flynn has told in his memoir.
Well, Nick has a great sense of irony, and he thinks his book, along with being sort of dramatic, is quite funny because of the inherent strange situation of having a dad who considered himself a great writer. In the beginning of the movie, De Niro says there's only three classic writers in American history.
America has produced only three classic writers: Mark Twain, J.D. Salinger, and me.
He's this sort of genius.
He's a little delusional.
Well, yes, he's delusional. And at the same time, Jonathan Flynn, the real person, is still alive and has now had a memoir written about him and a movie in which he's been played by Robert De Niro. So I can't really tell if his delusions have been born true. And there was a very funny moment where I went with De Niro and Nick to visit his dad for the first time. And as opposed to being at all intimidated by meeting Robert De Niro, Jonathan looked across at him and said, "So you think you can pull this off?" And
wow.
Nick said, "Well, Dad, he's a very well-respected actor. He did The Godfather." And Jonathan said, I know, but do you think he's going to be able to play me?" One of the ironies in this is that that degree of ego tends to lead one towards self-destruction. But at the same time, Nick feels that this sense of outsized self-confidence is what kept his dad from either being permanently institutionalized or living on the street.
As you mentioned, a big theme in this movie is this question of how much influence our parents have over who we become, the people we become,
yeah,
and how that can be a burden sometimes. Your mother, Susan Conner, is an actress, but your father, John Weitz, wasn't in the movie business. He was a fashion designer.
Yeah, he was quite a successful fashion designer and really a product of World War II. He was a German Jew who was a refugee and then ended up in the OSS. And he had, for very excellent reasons, demons. While he was a successful fashion designer, I think he always thought that was kind of a frivolous way to make a living, and he wanted to be a writer. That was his dream. I think in particular he wanted to be Ernest Hemingway. But he would write until late at night. He'd, you know, do his day job of being a fashion designer and running that business, and then he'd write all night. And it struck me how driven he was. And I luckily had a very loving father, but one who was clearly battling through some things, and I absolutely identify with certain aspects of the character in Nick's memoir. The movie is meant to feel, along with anything else, almost like a myth of parenting.
How so?
The character is mythologized by his son in this case because the son doesn't know him. He would only receive these letters when he was a kid from prison. But the letters would be along the lines of, "Never fear, I'm going to be winning the Nobel Prize within 2 years." And I think we all mythologize our parents, whether they were present or absent, whether they were somebody like this who's an outside figure or somebody like Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman who's just struggling to make it through every day. There's some story that we tell ourselves about where we come from that inevitably makes us wonder if it utterly informs where we're going.
I want to ask you about this guy, Robert De Niro. He stars in the film as the father, Jonathan Flynn.
pretty heady thing to secure him in this role.
Well, no question. And I met him years ago when he was a producer on About a Boy. In this case,
we should also mention you worked with him on
Little Fockers. Yes, yes, a very similar film. Being Flynn,
a little different tone.
Yeah, Being Flynn has a few more laughs in it. An example of Bob's attitude was a month before we were supposed to start shooting Being Flynn, I was in New York doing prep, and we got a weather report that it was supposed to blizzard the next day. And so you never know when it's going to snow, and I needed to have a section of the movie where De Niro was walking around the streets in the snow. And I called up De Niro, and I said, where are you, and what are you doing tomorrow? And he said, well, I'm in New York, and why? And I said, how did you feel about throwing on some costume and coming out with me and shooting? So we went out with De Niro, and we shot in the financial district where I knew people were not going to pay attention to the camera or to Robert De Niro walking
looking
down the
like
street.
Looking like a homeless guy.
Yes, looking like a homeless guy, I should say. Bob is involved in a hotel in New York, and this is going to sound like a made-up story, but they got a call one day that there was a homeless person in the lobby. And they came down, and it was their boss, or one of their bosses. But anyway, I thought it was so marvelous that Bob was up for going out there as if we were all shooting a student film.
The first film you directed was American Pie.
Yes.
Another very different tone.
You know, the funny thing is that American Pie, I got to direct that with my brother, and we were very conscious of the fact that while it was a flat-out comedy, the sort of core of it was that there were a bunch of guys who really cared about each other but who were about to graduate college and who were not going to be seeing each other. And sort of that was what was driving them to these insane, ridiculous, self-defeating acts.
Wondering when you look back at that, I mean, that's now an American classic film, if you don't mind me saying. But as you look at the arc of your career, what did you learn from that first film, from that first experience that has shaped what you do now?
Honestly, what I learned was that I want to treat people with respect on set. And that's what we did on the first film, and that's what I try to do every time I make a film. I'm really interested in the things that one can control in life, and one of the things you can control is how you treat other people. And being a director on a film set, you have a huge amount of power, essentially, to determine what kind of day people are going to have.
You mentioned that you worked with your brother before, who's also a filmmaker. Yeah. Chris Reitz has also recently released another film about the father-son dynamic.
That's true, yeah.
It's a Better Life about an undocumented Mexican immigrant and his teenage son living in L.A. Is this a subject that you and Chris just keep wanting to wrestle with?
I think so, yeah. And they're very different films, Being Flynn and A Better Life. But in some ways, they're both were sort of modestly budgeted films. And something I do think of my dad, sort of, and how pleased he would be not only that Chris and I made films together, but that we sort of had enough chutzpah to think we could do it on our own as well.
And that he's a thread linking them.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, now we have to start to make films about our mom.
Paul Weitz wrote and directed the new film, Being Flynn. He joined us from our Washington, D.C. studios. Paul, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.